This is a man's world. But it would be nothing, nothing without a woman or a girl.
Wait, you fuck toddler bae? Mister, he's a baby? No, he's a child? Mister Stalker in the flesh? But that dick wasn't toddler size, was it? Anybody named Mathis has to carry weight. Details go.
There are not any real details to tell, okay? We had dinner at the Sundial. He spared no expense, offered me dessert. Next thing I know, I was naked.
And?
He does not have a toddler-sized dick, as you so eloquently put it. Oh my God. He was kind and attentive. He listened to what my body was telling him and what I was telling him. It was, yeah, it just was. Come on!
Surprise!
Ooh, y'all know y'all be lying!
Thanks to Leslie, we knew your every move. Birthday turn-up starts now.
I knew it. I knew you were being extra snoopy this week for some reason, Leslie. You ain't no good.
Leslie did mention an unexpected birthday dinner date last night. How did that go?
Hold on, wait. Let me sit down because I got all the details from Les about how young he was, so says you, but how thoughtful and sweet he was on the request to take you to dinner with gifts. Now that was classic.
Dinner was amazing. I was just telling Leslie
that she fucked him.
Bitch, what? On the first date? Welcome home, sis. Welcome home.
Wait, that is nothing to be celebrating. What are you doing? Blue, you know damn well that is not how you do things. What the hell?
Look, it just happened, okay?
I used to use that in college, boss lady. It's kind of played out. What else you got?
Whatever. It happened. Okay, I don't know how it happened. The shit just happened.
No, bitch, own that shit. You wanted him just as much as he wanted you. That young meat looked good sitting across the table from you. You gave him your cookies on the first date. Tramp stamp worthy. I like it.
I love you, Blue, but really?
Shut up. Everybody shut up. It's him. Don't say a month. Don't nobody say a word. I'm not playing.
Speakerphone and we'll be quiet.
No!
Then I'm going to act all the way up.
Then I won't answer.
Don't you answer. Darian Blue's office, how can I help you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking for Darian.
Oh, no problem, Mr. Mathis. She'll be right with you. Hold on one second.
Thank you. Who am I speaking with, please?
Her assistant, Leslie.
Okay, thanks, Leslie. And it's Davidson. My last name is Davidson, but please feel free to call me Mathis.
Yes, sir. Here she is now.
Hey, Mathis. I'm sorry. What's going on?
Just wanted to check in to see if you were okay and if your friends have made it into town yet.
Funny you should ask. They just made it to the office a little bit ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll let you go. Just call me when you can. You're good, though?
Yes, I'm fine. Thank you.
You have everything you need to have a good time with them while they're in town?
I don't understand the question.
Like, are y'all going out? Do you have reservations somewhere? You have enough money to show them a good time?
It's my birthday, okay? They should have enough money to show me a good time.
Well, don't hesitate to reach out to me if you need anything. I'm serious.
I thought it was clear that I got me.
It was, but I got you too. Enjoy your weekend. I'm here if you need me. Later, Blue.
Bye, Mathis.
Hey, oh my God, Mathis and Blue. And Mathis and Blue.
Okay, enough.
He is so thoughtful and sweet. Yes, we definitely want to spend his money and take all of his reservations to restaurants and clubs in Atlanta. Shall I make a list?
I don't need his money or his connects. I have my own, thank you. And I asked Delilah this morning. She said he works for a courier service, okay? So there's no telling how long he's been saving to try and impress a woman and take her to the Sundial.
No, Blue, I think you should look at this. Google says something else about him.
What? I'm sure his criminal background history, how many baby mamas he has. I should have never answered. You should have never answered the phone. Last night was what it was. I'm not about to get involved with a young ass courier delivery guy.
No, bitch. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm here with all due respect. He's not the courier delivery man. He owns the courier delivery company. 7 of them to be exact.
What? Give me that. Oh my God.
Please say you don't want that nigga because I do.
But he's just a baby.
That nigga wrong.